Hello, and welcome to Quiz Coconut's Quickfire Quiz Pod with me, James Cutler. In 2014, I launched Quiz Coconut, and we've since hosted over 2,000 pub quiz nights. Each episode, I pick 10 of our best questions so you can improve your general knowledge, boost your brain power, and learn some useful and useless facts. Answers will be revealed at the end of the episode, and there's one rule. Don't use Google.
Use your coconut!
Welcome back, everyone, to the Quiz Pod. It's a special Trivia for Kids episode. I say that, but it's really suitable for all ages. And I know that in many cases, the kids are smarter than the adults. So if you're one of our younger listeners, grab the nearest adult, play together and see if you can beat them. 10 questions, 15 points. Here we go with question one. Okay, so without actually trying it, true or false, you can't hum and hold your nose at the same time. Okay, don't try it. See if you can guess. Question two. A recent report shows that over 50% of children think their parents do what too much? As always, quizzers, pause the pod if you need more time with any of the questions. Okay, question three is sports. In which sport would you use a shuttlecock? Okay, kids, how are we doing so far? On to question four. Which weather is measured using the Beaufort scale? Beaufort is B-E-A-U-F-O-R-T. Which weather is measured using the Beaufort scale? Okay, number five. Listen carefully to an audio clip that I've made just for you. It's a selection of owls. There are over 250 species of owl in the world. I want you to count how many different kinds of owl you can hear in this clip. Question six. Which fictional detective lives at 221B Baker Street? And for a bonus point, who lives with him? So name the two people who live there for a point each. Question seven is a question about the game of battleships. The carrier is the biggest ship in battleships. How many spaces does it occupy? And for question eight, it's another how many question. I want to know how many people have stood on the surface of Mars. We're on to question nine, and it's a three-point question about desserts. Yeah, puddings. I'm going to describe the dessert, and for a point each, tell me which type you think it is. Here we go, the first one. This is a dessert made with either cottage cheese, cream cheese, quark or ricotta, mixed with eggs and sugar. The second dessert consists of ice shavings that are topped with flavour sugar syrup, commonly served in a conical piece of paper or a foam cup. The third one is a dessert pie with a spiced, flavoured custard filling, typically served after harvest time and famously at Thanksgiving. Rewind the pod if you need to hear those again. And number 10, from desserts to deserts. I'd like you to name any three of the largest seven deserts in the world. Okay, so any three of those seven will do. You don't have to get them in order, and I'll give you a point for each one. Pause the pod if you need more time, or leave it playing for today's bad joke.
This is today's bad joke.
What do you call a man with a flat fish on his head? Ray.
That was today's bad joke.
So everyone, here come the answers. Let's see how you do. The first one, you probably tried it already. You can't hum if you hold your nose. Yeah, try it now. Number two, over 50% of children think their parents use their phones too much. Yeah, it's a recent study by AVG Technologies. It also said that a third of children said their parents spent equal or less time with them than on their devices. That's worrying. So if you're with your parent now, get them to put the phone down as soon as the podcast ends. Go and kick a ball about. Okay, folks, on to number three. Sport, the shuttlecock is used in badminton. We used to have a cat called Minton who used to eat shuttlecocks all the time, and we used to say badminton. It's a Tim Vine joke, that one. Right, question four. What is measured with the Beaufort scale? It is wind. If you're interested, the Beaufort scale goes from 0 to 12. 0 is perfectly calm, and 12 is a hurricane. Number five, count the owls. There were six different owls. That question was a bit of a hoot. Number six. Who lived at 221B Baker Street? It was Sherlock Holmes for one point and his sidekick, Watson, for the second point. Number seven, the carrier ship in battleships occupies five spaces. Number eight, no one so far has stood on the surface of Mars. We are recording this in 2024. Number nine, name the three desserts. The first one with cheese is a cheesecake for one point. Nice and easy. The second one was the shaved ice in a cone. It's a snow cone. And the third one is the pumpkin pie, typically eaten most famously at Thanksgiving. So 3 points available there, guys. And finally, number 10, your deserts. I'm going to give you the top seven largest deserts. Any three that you picked out of the list will get you a point. A desert is a place where there is little or no precipitation. So the Antarctic is the largest desert, followed by the Arctic. The third largest is the Sahara Desert. That's just under 10 million square kilometres. Then you've got the Great Australian Desert, which is pretty much most of Australia. So if you said that, we'll give that to you. Followed by the Arabian Desert. So that's most of Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Oman. Then you've got the Gobi Desert, which is in China and Mongolia. And then you've got the Kalahari Desert, which is in the lower parts of Africa, you know, Botswana, Namibia, South Africa. So any of those that you get will get you a point each. So everyone, lots of great trivia today. How did we do? Kids, did you beat the adults? My money was on you. Of course, get in touch with the pod. We'd love to know what you think about it. If you're listening on Spotify, you can press the little button on the Q&A and you can write a comment in there. We read everyone. And if you pop your name in there, we might give you a shout out on an episode in the future. But thanks for listening. And we'll be back with a regular episode next week for those boring old adults. Bye. If you enjoyed today's quiz, why not book us for your next event? We host corporate events in the UK and Canada and virtual events all over the world. And don't forget to subscribe to the Quiz Pod so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week. Quiz Coconut, nuts about trivia.